The very Reverend Dr. Peter Catt, Dean of Brisbane, thank you very much for joining us today on 4ZZZ.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. So tell me, why did you decide to offer sanctuary to asylum seekers?
We've been thinking about asylum as a possible strategy for about a year. The churches, that's here in Brisbane, we've been thinking about that. The churches, many of the churches, have had a strong view on asylum seeker policy for a number of years, and I head up the Australian Churches Refugee Task Force, which is a group of 9 national churches trying to speak as one. As we reflected on the asylum seeker policy and our response to it, we realised that at some stage there would be the need for us to carry out some action, to enact our words, really. We've been talking for a long time about how children in particular need to be kept safe, and as a result of the High Court decision on Wednesday, which said that Australia's offshore detention regime is legal, we realised that there was a cohort of some 270 people who are in Australia and are safe, who were about to be sent overseas to Nauru. And we figured that was a real trigger point for us offering an alternative. The government is supposed to be offering people safety in an asylum, and if the government fails to do that, then someone else has to step in, and we figured this was our time.
And so how far are you willing to take this? I mean, are you willing to get arrested?
I'm certainly willing to get arrested. We are more than aware that the declaration of sanctuary carries no more weight than the moral weight of saying this is a special place, please treat it as a special place and don't come in. We understand there are legal consequences. We understand we're not above the law and don't expect to be above the law. And you know, I'm still living in hope that the Prime Minister will live into the words that he expressed some time ago, that children shouldn't be in detention. There's an opportunity here. These people are in Australia. It's not about bringing people to Australia at the moment. It's just this cohort who are in Australia. We can keep them safe, so that's why the hashtag is, you know, let them stay. And both Minister Dutton and the Prime Minister are very proud of the fact that the number of children in detention has decreased on their watch, and here's a real opportunity to ensure that even more children are not in detention. So I still remain very hopeful. And I'm just hoping that, above all, our willingness to provide safety for these people and the huge amount of support that it has elicited from the public, and the support has been overwhelming, that it will be seen as a groundswell of support from the Australian people to keep these people safe. And if we have to do it, we will, and we'll see it through, for sure.